Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic. And let's be honest, holding on to grudges isn't exactly winning any popularity contests, right? We've all been there, that simmering anger, the bitterness that lingers like yesterday's coffee. But guess what? It's time to ditch that backpack of resentment and learn how to actually forgive for your own sake, not theirs. In today's episode, we're diving into the superpower of forgiveness. Not just some fluffy, feel-good concept, but a practical tool to build strength, clarity, and ultimately, freedom. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Forgiving someone who wronged me, easy for you to say, Dylan. Believe me, it's not always a walk in the park, but trust me, the payoff is worth it. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help us ditch the resentment and embrace forgiveness. First up, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning the actions of another person. It's not saying what they did was okay, or that you don't have a right to feel hurt or angry. Forgiveness is about letting go of those negative emotions that are holding you hostage, freeing yourself from their grip. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a hot potato in your hand, would you? Same principle applies here. Holding on to anger and resentment burns you up inside. It's time to toss that hot potato and move on. Next, recognize that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip. It takes time, effort, and often a whole lot of self-compassion. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your pain, and allow yourself the space to heal. Don't pressure yourself to feel okay overnight. Forgiveness is like learning a new skill. It requires practice and patience. Speaking of practice, try actively shifting your perspective. Instead of dwelling on what was done to you, focus on understanding why someone might have acted the way they did. This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you see them as human, with flaws and limitations just like you. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, even the people who hurt us. Now, this one is crucial. Forgiveness isn't about excusing harmful behavior or condoning it. It's about freeing yourself from its power over you. Holding onto anger ultimately hurts you more than anyone else. It keeps you stuck in the past, prevents you from moving forward and embracing new experiences. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself, not to them. It's about taking back your power, reclaiming your peace of mind, and creating space for joy and growth in your life. You ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like anger or resentment has you chained to the past? That's where forgiveness comes in. It's like unlocking a new level of freedom. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, right? Frustrating, but you can choose to let that anger build and ruin your entire day. Or you can use those minutes to breathe, listen to some music, and arrive at your destination with a calmer mind. That's the power of forgiveness. It gives you control over your reactions and allows you to choose peace over pain. Okay, real talk time. Let's say a friend double booked you for an important event and bailed last minute. You feel hurt, betrayed, even angry, right? Now, imagine holding on to that anger. It festers, eats away at your trust, and makes it harder to enjoy future interactions with them or even new friendships. But what if you choose forgiveness? Not because you condone their actions, but because holding on to the resentment is only hurting you. You could choose to communicate your feelings calmly and honestly, set boundaries for the future, and move forward. You'd be surprised how much lighter you feel, not burdened by that past hurt. So, remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or excusing. It's about taking back your power, choosing peace over pain, and creating space for growth. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Ready to ditch the resentment and step into a lighter, freer version of yourself? Remember, forgiveness is a superpower waiting to be unleashed. Take it one step at a time, practice self-compassion, and watch how your life transforms. Now, go out there and share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the power of forgiveness together. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.